Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Tuesday. It is the 18th of August. I know, right? This is 2020. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have John Martellaro. Hi, John.
Good morning, Kelly. Nice to be here.
I'm glad to have you with me. And one of my favorite things to do after I introduce John Martellaro is to introduce the other half of the dream team, Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Always. Now, John, I'd like to start with you and an interesting announcement that came in yesterday and what people can do about it.
Yeah, we heard that Apple announced that if you are an Apple TV Plus subscriber and you have CBS All Access, or if you don't, you can get a bundle of CBS All Access and Showtime for simply the price of CBS All Access. So, being the curious fellow that I am, I went to the Apple TV 4K, went to the Apple TV app, went into the Apple TV channels. When I'm an Apple TV Plus subscriber, so I thought I'd click on the Showtime channel and see what it said.
Yep.
And it came right up and it said, with Apple TV Plus, add Showtime to CBS All Access at no cost. Without Apple TV Plus, you would pay $20.99 a month. So I clicked on try Showtime free. And lo and behold, I went to my subscription list on the Apple TV 4K and my phone just to be sure. And there it was, a updated CBS All Access Plus Showtime entry, where there had been before simply CBS All Access. Of course, I've subscribed to CBS All Access for Picard.
Star Trek-related reasons, yes.
Yeah, Star Trek-related upcoming Star Trek Discovery Season 3. When it's going to come, I don't know, but it's going to be soon.
Nobody knows, but it's going to be awesome.
So I love the way Apple seamlessly upgraded my subscription from CBS All Access to CBS All Access Plus Showtime. No sweat, no muss, no fuss.
Yeah,
it was trivial.
You're going to get into even more once you get into Billions, by the way.
I suspect that if you were to download the Showtime app on Apple TV and launch it, it would not be aware of the fact that you, I'm just guessing, it would not be aware of the fact that you're an Apple TV Plus subscriber and may not offer you the offer, the bundle offer, in such a convenient fashion.
Well,
I haven't tried that yet.
This bundle, first of all, is great. It does a number of things for Apple, in my opinion. The first is a whole lot of stuff on the All Access, on CBS All Access as a service. A lot of the content that is there is library stuff. All the Star Trek.
Very good point.
Big Bang Theory. Which I know is off the air now, but there were like 10 seasons or something of that.
Seven.
Was it?
I think it was seven or eight.
Yeah. It was so many seasons. but they,
I watched them all.
Like the Good Wife is on there.
You have to use scientific notation to write the number of seasons.
I'm sure you do. There's a number of things that are on there that are also, you know, like older classic shows that are library content. So for longtime listeners of the show, you might remember me saying Apple TV Plus has no then what? Like, I've reached the end of TV Plus, so I can cancel my subscription now. That's not the case anymore. So this is the first thing that I thought of when I heard that this bundle was out. And the second is someone somewhere made a deal. And I'm glad to see it because this means that if you are Apple, then this gives TV Plus a lot more appeal. And if you are All Access, then, you know, getting to use the TV app is probably is exposing you to more people as well. There's a nice cross-pollination thing happening. But also, this is a way, because you do this through the TV app, which is not going to lead to any confusion at all for anybody because everything is named so differently and distinctly. Yeah, I'm sort of jumping in there for Charlotte because I knew that's where we were going.
I wonder about the money. Nobody gives away content for nothing. So nope. Showtime is added to CBS All Access for zero cost. Well, question, is Apple paying Showtime a small fee to be doing this?
Well, I'm sure they're making one payment later. Because Showtime is part of the conglomerate that includes CBS. So that's why they go together.
It does seem to all fit together, doesn't it? I think your point about a catalogue is a really good one, Kelly. And I think the way you're describing it, how it kind of just suits everyone, it all fits together nicely, It is really right. You know, you're a CBS All Access customer, so you go, oh, I'll get Showtime and maybe Apple TV is worth it, particularly if I can still get it for free. Mm-hmm. I've never bothered setting it up before, but now I can.
Right. Or if you just watch Showtime, now you get all the Star Trek CBS for free.
Right, exactly. Whatever way around it is, it works. Yeah. I think it probably works for everyone. It also gets Apple users used to bundles, which We're told to expect imminently.
Yes.
I can see how it works. The one thing I will say is it has now fundamentally changed one of the unique aspects of Apple TV Plus, which is that it's the same for anyone anywhere in the world. Because I don't believe here in the UK I have access to that bundle in the way you two do.
Interesting.
And the thing about Apple TV Plus is you paid Apple TV Plus and everyone could see the same shows. There's no cataloging differences. There's no rights differences because it's all original content.
Right.
And this changes that slightly.
Yes,
it does. In fact, actually, I wouldn't say slightly. I'd say it quite significantly. That doesn't mean it's not a good idea, though, and will benefit both Apple, CBS, and customers.
Yeah, that's true. The thing that I noted about this was first the library content. Like I said, that was the first thing that stood out to me. But the second is that there is a lot happening here that, like you said, Charlotte, that's beneficial for everyone, and that includes users. So this isn't one of those. This is one of those things that we can talk about where the reaction for the people that we're describing this to should be yay and not because we talk about a lot of stuff where the reaction from people is like it's really great for Peacock. I think Peacock is getting all the Harry Potter movies because they're leaving HBO and like nobody should have to care about that. You know, you should just, like, if you want to watch the Harry Potter movies, you should be able to watch the Harry Potter movies if you're subscribed or whatever, right? So, it's nice not to have that experience, right? So, you know, we're telling you about how if you have TV Plus, you can get two other things for free. And there are a number of things that I have enjoyed on both of those streaming services for free. Yeah. I mentioned Billions earlier. Yes, I enjoy Billions. Hi, Kelly. I know Dollar Bill, so... I have a vested interest in that show, full disclosure. But there's been other stuff on Showtime I've liked. And there's also, and John and I talk about it on Background Mode occasionally. I think the last time I was on, I talked exclusively about the stuff I was watching on Showtime.
What was that other show that you mentioned? Was it Black Friday or something?
Black Friday, yeah, was another one I enjoyed on Showtime, which was great.
If I could jump in as well, because there's a... another aspect to all this, which is kind of what you're hinting at, Kelly, which is it also gets users used to bundles involving Apple products.
Yep.
Particularly the Apple Media products, which we're not used to yet, but as we discussed last week and I wrote last week, we're kind of expecting that those things to come imminently. The story we heard was... We heard two stories last week. One was about this CBS bundle and one was there was going to be general, the Apple One bundle, as it's been known, apparently. And so this all, I think also having an Apple Media service within a bundle gets customers used to that concept as well. And this is quite an easy thing to get people used to.
There's a cascading effect. You know, if you have Apple TV Plus, if you have Apple TV Plus, you get this nice CBS All Access Showtime bundle. In order to get Apple TV Plus, you might want to subscribe to one of Apple's bundles that includes Apple Music or some other thing.
Correct. I mean, and for $15 a month at most at the moment, assuming you're someone who has to pay for TV Plus, you're getting Apple TV Plus, Showtime, and CBS All Access. Mm-hmm. That seems to me a pretty compelling deal.
Showtime is, I think, $11 or $12 a month
it's
if you're just paying it directly.
One, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's $10.99 and $9.99.
Yeah.
Yeah, my question is, how long will this last? I was talking before the show with Charlotte mm-hmm. about this. I can conceive of a situation where after a year or so, I haven't seen any reference to a expiration date. No. But you can imagine that after a year, they'll say, well, you know, the free trial is, this trial bundle is over now. You have to pay a little bit more to get Showtime.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to think it will last a little bit longer than a year. But yeah, I mean, I don't imagine it's indefinite, and the streaming landscape is changing so quickly that we can't know that.
Boiling our frog is what it's all about, right?
Yes. So I just checked, and Showtime Now, so if you're just paying for Showtime directly, it's not part of a cable package or anything, it's $10.99 a month.
Yeah.
So $11 a month here. And then if you are paying anything for CBS All Access, the limited commercial plan is $6 a month, and the no commercial plan is $10 a month.
Which is what you're getting. You do not, if you sign up for this bundle, you don't get any commercials. So you're getting the $9.99.
So you're getting the $10 a month. Right. So one will get you three at this point, right? Because you're paying $10 a month for TV Plus, and you get two other things that are also $10 a month.
TV
more
Plus
or less.
Is $4.99.
Oh, TV Plus is $5, and you get two more for $10?
Correct.
Right.
Okay.
That's
what I say.
$15 a month for three.
For three. At most, because most people are not paying for TV Plus yet.
Yeah. Well, see, that makes that even a more compelling
offer. The heat is on in the industry. You got Peacock, you got HBO Max.
Yep.
You got all these other players, Quibi, everybody's trying to get a piece of
action. I remember Quibi.
Yeah, finally, yeah, the old days. It's an indicator that the competition heat is heating up.
Yeah, but it's also, I think, an indication that Apple's taking it seriously.
Oh, absolutely. And I do want to talk about that because we've got other news about Apple taking competition seriously. But first, I'd like to take a minute right now and talk to you about our sponsor this week. And our sponsor this week is Devon Technologies, who make an app called Devon Think, which is the document and information management application that you need for the fire hose that is your life. It's 2020. I'm just going to leave that there because we don't have to go into it. Everybody knows. As a result, Devon Think is a really excellent tool to help you collect, organize, annotate, and edit all kinds of files and all kinds of documents without ever having to leave the app. So you can have a live web page like a Google Doc, and you can have that next to local files, and you can tag those. You can put them in groups. You can use both if that's what you want to do. You can create smart rules and reminders for any of these documents, and you can even automate parts of your workflow and let your computer handle the boring stuff for you, because that's why we have computers, right? So you don't even have to be a programmer to build any of that automation. It's pretty great. I can tell you I've done it, and it's something that is very, very approachable and very easy to do. For my listeners, there is a 10% discount available on a shiny new Devon Think 3 license or on an upgrade. So if you have a previous version you want to get around to upgrading, you can do that also for 10% off by going to the following URL. That is devontechnologies.com/TDO. That's devontechnologies.com/TDO. 10% off a full version or an upgrade. And we'd like to thank Devon Think for sponsoring the show today. Now, the other thing that we have to discuss today is that Apple has gone through a bit of a spit and polish, I guess we'd call it.
Well, I think it's a bit more than that.
A lick of paint over on Apple Music with the radio portion of the program.
Yes. Quite big news coming out of Apple Music this morning that they've rebranded Beats One Radio, which has always been the radio station associated with Apple Music, mm-hmm. to now called Apple Music. There's a whole product called Apple Music Radio now. The main station is no longer Beats One. It's called Apple Music Radio one. I'll come on to why that's ironic in a minute. You've also got as part of this whole Apple Music Radio project, they've released two new stations, which all went live at 9 a.m. Pacific this morning.
Yes.
Well, Tuesday morning, depending on when you're listening to it, 9 a.m. Pacific Tuesday. One is called Apple Music Hits, which, as you imagine, plays really big hit songs from the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. I'm personally excited.
The oddies.
All of those. And interesting, there's also Apple Music Country,
yeah,
which is the second part of this part. So there's three new stations, two new stations and a rebrand, if you like. And there's some big new people involved. So you've still got Elton John, there's Snoop Dogg on Apple Music Radio 1, there's Shania Twain, there's Billie Eilish. Dotty, who just left the UK's BBC Radio 1 Extra, is over now on... will be joining Apple Music from September, apparently. So there's a lot going on. And I say it's ironic they're calling it Apple Music Radio 1 because it appears to me that most of those broadcasting from the UK or who have come from UK radio to Apple Music Radio appear to have come from Radio 1, which is the flagship BBC music radio station here, which is where Zane Lowe, who is the kind of the creative head of it all, is from. But yeah, it's interesting. Like over on the other stations, the one I was most excited about is the Backstreet Boys over on Apple Music Radio Hits. But there's all sorts of people. If you go, in this piece I wrote, I linked to the announcement just because it dictates loads of different people who are presenting shows. I like the fact that Apple seems to always do it as kind of artist-focused radio, but there's some proper top-line presenters as well. So it's interesting. It's, again, it's another piece of this kind of media puzzle from Apple that they're suddenly taking seriously.
Yeah.
We should mention as an aside that you do not have to be a subscriber to Apple Music to listen to Apple Radio.
Very good point. That is a good point.
You
didn't check it out before.
Now it'll try to seduce you into it as soon as you click on the tab at the bottom of your music app for the radio.
Yes.
It'll have a big red block saying subscribe to Apple Music. And in the upper right hand corner, way out of the way, it'll say not now.
Yep. I tried it on the iPad and it was the same thing where the big subscribe to Apple Music comes up, but in the top right it says not now, and if you say not now it'll just show you radio stations. I didn't try any of the other ones, but Apple Music One will play for you if you just want to hear it, and it works as silly as this sounds to have to point out, it works just like a regular radio station. If Charlotte and I both put it on right now, we're gonna hear exactly the same thing at exactly the same time. I was excited to see that Nile Rodgers is getting a show.
Yeah, has Nile Rodgers been involved before? I've just realized that Mark Hoppus from Blink 182 has got a show.
Yeah, Mark Hoppus is on there. Who was
Shania
the other one?
Shania Twain.
Huey Lewis is going to have one. Yeah. Alanis Morissette's going to have one.
Is Huey Lewis doing the news? Oh, I'm sorry.
I wanted to give that the appropriate appreciation. That was good. I like what you did there.
Thank you.
I personally am excited about the Huey Lewis one because he doesn't get to tour anymore. He has an inner ear disorder. I don't remember what it is, but it makes it so that they can't tour anymore. And he was sort of forced into retirement. So I'm glad he still gets to get out and do stuff. There were a load of people with shows on Apple Music Country, which is going to be
Carrie Underwood is the one that's... I mean... I confess here in London, United Kingdom, country music is not a major element of my life.
What?
But I know. But the name that did jump out to me is Carrie Underwood, which is a name I'm familiar with. And she's got a show. But as I say, I think we can all agree that the most exciting thing is the Backstreet Boys. But
I don't know if we agree on that, but I do think it's interesting they have a show.
Backstreet's back, Kelly, just embrace it.
All right. We look forward to your letters, observations at MacObserver.com. I really am legitimately excited about Nile Rodgers because he's been involved with so much different music through the years, and I'm definitely want to see what we get from that. But I'm also interested to hear the hits music radio station from the 80s, 90s, and today, you know, as they say on the satellite stations that we all kind of get everywhere in the U.S. And the reason I'm interested is because the curation of everything on Apple Music is the thing that has really sold me on it.
Because
remember, I was not jazzed about signing up for a service. And that's the part that I dig the most, is that I can put on, whether it's an artist station or a prefabbed station that they've got, like Tiki Bar Essentials, things like that. It doesn't matter. All of those are great. And like the Friends mix is really good. The Favorites mix is one I always like. Took a little bit of adjustment, but I got the New Music mix to always show me stuff that's really interesting to me. So I've enjoyed it. And I'm interested to see where Apple Radio 1 ends up. Apple Music Radio 1?
Yeah. I think we've stumbled on the problem here, and it's the most Apple thing they could have done.
Yes.
But we've got a thing. Why let's not call another thing the same thing?
Yes.
So I like the way they're bringing it all together. Here, I'm going to throw out one for you. Is this a move to making the radio station only available as part of the subscription? John rightly pointed out you currently don't need a subscription. Mm-hmm. Is calling it Apple Music Radio part of changing that at some point? Maybe when the next bundle comes in.
I don't think so. I think this is the loss leader to get people into Radio 1.
This is the advert.
Yeah. Oh, did you miss Elton John's show today? You could listen to it if you subscribed, because you can listen to all the shows archived on Radio 1. So on Apple Music Radio, Apple Music One. Yeah, they took out the radio, you know, for confusion. So Apple Radio One, which is funny because it says Beats One now renamed Apple Music One. And then the image, the words in the image are, they have the Apple logo and then Music Radio. Because that's not confusing at all. Anyway.
Because Apple.
Because Apple. But I'm interested to see where this goes. I'm interested in the all access bundle. We definitely have had some interesting media news this week, and I'm glad I had both of you here to talk about it with me. That's all we have time for today. So I want to thank you both for being here. John, thanks so much for coming by.
John Marcellaro, signing out.
Also with me today, I have Charlotte Henry. Thanks, Charlotte.
I left ages ago, I promise.
I know. You left after you declared that Huey Lewis was going to do the news.
Yeah, I've gone.
that was the right note to end on, I promise. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other, and let's be careful out there.